Welcome to the best podcast on the planet, In the Moment.
Yo, Key, I asked you earlier, who's your favorite female rapper of all time? Who did you say?
I said of all time, Lil' Kim.
We already heard a few gunshot rounds, but I ain't think nothing of it. Nobody didn't hear no screaming. So I'm getting to the car. I hear fire, 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 fire. At least by 7 rounds. So I'm ducking, I'm dodging, I'm ducking, I'm dodging, I'm ducking. Doing Lil' Kim. Trying to get my baby in the car, then I throw my baby in the back seat. And we just sped off.
What?
Y'all haven't heard that yet?
No, what is she talking
about? Is that your first time?
Yes.
That's from WTVT News.
That's my first time hearing that.
She said that they ran up in her crib and started shooting at her, and she did the Lil' Kim to survive.
Hey. So I'm ducking, I'm dodging.
I'm doing a Lil' Kim. She said doing a Lil' Kim saved her life. She dodged every bullet. Mm. How have y'all not seen this yet?
I haven't seen it.
For real?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's what she said. She did the Lil' Kim. So if you ever getting shot at,
Do the little.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lil' Kim. Shout out to the Queen Bee. Yeah. I thought that was hilarious. That's how she saved her life. Katie, how you feeling today?
Great.
You all right? Mm. Key, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling amazing. It's feeling really good.
You just came. You feeling amazing and really good. You just came back from a meeting, huh?
I did.
Well, yeah, I bet you did. Yeah. He got time for a meeting, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why is ain't meet with
All right. All right.
He got so much time to meet. No way.
I've already bleeped what you just said.
No, I know somebody who want to meet him. I know somebody who knows somebody who's
that
looking
knows
for
somebody.
You. Yeah, he's looking for your mans.
I'm staying out of that.
You're going to keep I'm staying out of it.
Katie.
It's out of my hands.
I don't blame him for not me.
I bet. I don't either. I want to be clear. But I'm just saying, since he has time for meetings.
Last on the list.
You know who else is last on the list?
Who?
Well, can J. Cole tell the kids? What?
No question.
He's disqualified, bro.
All I'm asking is, can J. Cole tell kids to never give up? No, Katie, since you've come in here and told us that what J. Cole did.
This is what J. Cole can say
what?
To the kids. He can say, follow your heart and your spirit. Never let your spirit lead you astray to what you believe shouldn't be done.
Yep. Y'all can have all that spirit shit.
Because nobody's perfect.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, you got all that spirit shit you want. Me and Key fly Delta. Welcome to In the Moment.
Yo, is this thing on?
Let's get it.
Is it on?
Let's turn it up here, Katie.
Is it on?
Katie,
is that thing on?
It's on.
Mo, is that thing on?
It's on, brother.
It's time for In the Moment. It's on.
I'm in the moment. Stay in the moment. Yeah. Hey.
There's a moment in everything, and everything is a moment. We talk about the comedy in it all. If this is your first time, welcome to the funniest podcast you've never heard. I'm your new favorite comedian, Mo Mitchell, your money back. Katie and Kiana with me as always. And shout out to all our regular listeners and our new listeners.
Episode 205.
Hey, how we feeling?
How you say 205 in Spanish?
Oh, it's not even. Yo, hold up.
204.
Because Katie has one job. On the intro and fucked it up.
It's 204.
It is definitely 204.
I stopped myself. You saw
we
I
have
was
a
like,
schedule.
Like,
it's been sent to you. You edit it. You produce it. What's up? You all right?
I'm trying to jump ahead.
Why?
I don't know.
You over this week? Because yeah. Key took so long to get here?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait.
I thought we was already on.
I was going to rock
weeks
with
ahead.
It. Why well, Key, the newest member of the podcast, and told both of us.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Katie, you want to run it back? Because yep. I crushed the intro.
Episode 204.
How you say 204 in Spanish?
Docero.
Docero.
Cuatro.
Cuatro. Docero cuatro.
I left it open for y'all. I'm proud of y'all. Docero cuatro.
Docero cuatro.
Yeah, absolutely. Bienvenida en el momento.
Bienvenida al el momento.
Si.
We lit. We ready to part?
Let's go.
Si.
Let's get to it.
Time now for tell them why you're mad. Mo, I need you to tell them why you're mad.
Stress been on my head. Why they test my feet? I'm just trying to get through.
Yeah, I know what I was thinking about. I don't like the fact that they force you to do chores in prison.
You in prison. You deserve to do whatever they tell you to do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Why do you?
What?
No, you don't.
You're a criminal.
Exactly. So let me be a bum. Let me sit my ass right here in this cell for as long as I need to and figure out my life.
No.
Why do I have to sweep something and cook something? Why?
Because
I'm in prison.
You don't want to do it, and that's the point why we're going to make you do some shit that you don't want to do, because you ended up in here doing some dumb shit.
Katie.
And now I'm going to prove why you should never come back to this shit and make you do shit that you don't want to do.
First of all, that
learn
don't even work.
Learn your fucking lesson.
Nah, that don't
have
even work.
Have you not watched Unlocked on Netflix right now?
I watched the first couple episodes.
No, I watched the whole series.
Did you?
It works.
Why does it work? Rehabilitation? You don't think those are revolving doors in there? First of all.
Some? Okay, go ahead.
First of all, prison is not what it used to be. Let's address that first.
Are we talking about prison or jail?
Katie, they have flat screens in there. They got PS5s. They got cell phones. They be in there doing TikTok challenges. I seen them making a taco burrito spread the other day. They getting drunk. They doing a whole lot of things you should not be able to do in prison. It's already kind of wild. I kind of feel a way that if I get to the rock bottom of my life, I'm not sweeping. What are you going to do to me? I'm in prison. What's the next punishment?
Keep you there longer.
If you are at a sentence where you know you can get out, like say you're in there for 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know in 5 years I can get out, or 3 years with good behavior, right?
Right.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I want to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Because
like,
I don't want to work as a free man.
Yeah, of course not.
I don't
but you got to learn your fucking lesson for this shit that you did. So
that's
that you
fair.
Don't end up
I'm
back
learning
here.
My lesson at the fact that y'all give me 1 hour of daylight a day. I'm in a cell. I'm never around women.
See?
I'm around men all the time. I got to fight in the shower. Trust me, there are lessons being learned here.
And
I'm not cooking for you.
And this is why Unlocked on Netflix is a thing. In that jail cell in Arkansas, it was a 23-1, right? 23 locked up,
oh,
1 hour
dish?
Out. All right.
You see what I did, though?
Yeah,
all right, come on. All
right, right? And they only had 1 hour of freedom.
Right.
The men hated that. They
of
were like,
course.
That's counterproductive. It's really not making me motivated to do anything better. So the sheriff came in and was like, hey, look, we're going to open these cell doors. We're going to have the deputies not even be here. We're just going to be watching you all on the cameras. If you follow along these rules and you do your own thing for 6 weeks, if you can prove for 6 weeks that you can handle your own,
nope,
then we'll give you more freedom. And each week they did better. He gave them something else. It may be an extra commissary. It may have been more phone calls. He gave them extra visitation. And then it shows you how it should be in civilization. Like, but at the same time, you still had to do what you wanted to do.
I think that's
awesome.
And then
you earned your freedom.
I get it. I think that's awesome. I don't think that if the prisoners are going to work that out, then I'm impressed, honestly.
And half of them got out, too, because they were in there for, like, robbery, some easy charges.
What if I was going to watch it? Now, that's a spoiler alert. See how you're going crazy? But beyond that.
They tell you who the people are.
I'm not mad at earning my freedom. What
I'm telling
you is
ended.
I'm not going to jail to work. If I was going to work and live an honest life with
what
an honest living,
for?
That's my point. I'm going to jail to do nothing. I'm not going into jail to become a CEO.
But you think jail is just fun? I'm going to jail to do nothing, but
no,
still
I don't
be
think
locked
it's,
up
I don't
with
think,
a whole bunch of men?
No, why you keep, I'm not, I'm telling you exactly what I'm saying. I don't think it's fun. I think I'm already going through enough. I'm already going through enough. Now you want me to have a job? I don't know why. I am not going to jail to work. If I was going to work, I wouldn't be here.
And obviously, you want to be in there longer. That's okay.
Yeah, a lot of criminals be in there. Yo, see, this is what Katie don't
That's
know.
That's okay.
Unlock didn't show y'all that? You know how many criminals are in there lit?
I saw this. I know.
They don't have to pay rent. They don't have to deal with their wife.
I mean, I know I have friends or family members who, you know, this is what they like to do. They like to be in there.
They do.
I don't know why.
I'm telling you something.
But I did ask my family, and I said, yo, what's up with you in this thing, man? Why you like... He's like, well, you know, it's free.
That's what they tell you. I'm telling
it's
you, I know a lot of family in there.
I don't have any place else to go.
They not
so
stressed.
So it just makes more sense.
In fact, when they get out to the free world, some of them will want to go back because they don't know how to adjust here. So that's my point is like, you're not even paying me to work. People who are free don't want to work for free.
And then you can't adjust. And then, you know, when you look at the laws and the way everything is structured, can you get a job?
No. You're not getting a job when you get up out
are
of
you
here.
Looked at as a... upstanding citizen in the community?
In my mind, the way my mind works, the only benefit, it's only one, that I get from being in prison is I don't have to work. That's it. You can't shower when you want. You can't go to sleep when you want. You can't hang out with your friends. You can't go outside. You can't do anything. The only thing I got is I ain't cleaning somebody else's drawers. That's all I got.
Listen, I can't do it. There's no benefit to being in prison. There's
none.
I don't
ever want to be in prison.
There's none. There's no benefit, but in my opinion.
No, there's one for me. One.
You don't got to work?
That's it. So when you tell me, yo, fam, I need you to go.
Sit your black ass down in that prison. Bro. All
right. I'll go right to the hole. And don't worry about it. I'm not. No. You're going to have me in there with a hairnet on, serving the other prisoners that's looking at me now crazy because I didn't give them enough mashed potatoes? I'm not going to become that guy. It's not. No. Absolutely not.
I can see that, though.
Right?
I could see that for you because I remember when you used to deliver the mail. When Mo used to deliver mail.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back
absolutely.
In the day.
Yeah.
We were working at a radio station.
Yeah.
And you would come in and you wouldn't deliver mail. You would come in and you would throw mail.
All right.
Katie.
I didn't always do that,
he would
man.
Take the envelope like this and he'd come in the morning and he'd just be like. And he'd turn around and you'd be like, hey, good morning, man. And he'd just be like. And he'd just all throw right. the mail on the table. And yes. walk out.
So this kind of makes sense because, yes, I did kind of have the same attitude then. Delivering mail, I wasn't passionate about it.
Of course not.
Right?
I always got the feeling that you were coming in like, fuck your mail.
No. That's, no. It depends.
Fuck this mail.
It depends on who it was.
Okay.
There were people in the company who, when you saw them, they were delightful. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mo, they were happy. They'd see, thank you, what you got for me today. Those interactions went a little bit differently. Than the people who I would come to and put all of their mail right. on the desk. Some of them wouldn't even look at me.
Okay.
Not even as much as a, forget a thank you. Mm-hmm. Not even a acknowledgement, look. Yeah, you was getting your parcels tossed at you after that from 30 feet away. Yes. Like, why are you violating me like this? I'm just trying to help you. I'm trying to bring you your mail, and you can't even give me as much of a, you could just, like, a wink, a thumbs up, anything. They would kind of just treat you like I'm disturbing you because you ordered something.
Mm-hmm.
You ordered it. I let a few parcels fly.
You let it go.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right? I'm not wrong.
You just come and drop it on the table like, poop.
Yeah. I don't think I was wrong for it. All right, Katie, fine. If God forbid we ever end up in prison, because we're going to end up in the same prison. Because I already
jail,
told you.
Not prison.
Jail or prison, I'm telling. No. First thing I'm telling them is I identify as a woman. I told you this. Yeah, so we're going to be in the same spot. You work. I am not. You let me know how that job went when you get back and
fucking
I get out the hole.
Orange
all right?
is the new black. All right.
You better believe it. And black is the old black. Stop playing with me.
Who's next?
All right, facelifts. Can you send me this story about facelifts?
Oh, man, this is crazy. Could you believe the way she looked? She was about 90 years old, bro, and she looked like she's 30.
Katie, there's a
she
procedure
was in her 70s. Okay.
that was performed on patient Mariam, mm-hmm. and they brought out a comprehensive Mariam.
Mariam. What up, Mariam?
Okay,
what's going on, bro?
What y'all want.
So,
right.
what up?
Now y'all hearing what y'all want. Y'all reaching. Both of y'all stretch Armstrong Mariam. For the joke. I Mariam. Promise y'all the joke is going to come.
All right, Mariam, let's
stop
go.
Stop reaching. You don't have to reach. You don't have right. to reach. Okay. A comprehensive and significant aesthetic transformation. Laser skin resurfacing mm-hmm. facelift, mm-hmm. which rejuvenates the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Neck lift surgeries address sagging in the face and neck areas.
Mm-hmm.
They claim that this facial surgery can turn you from that to that.
Hmm.
As a woman, Katie, describe what you see in the before and after here.
In the before, I'm going to assume it's a woman who's like 75. She has gray
80.
Hair. Ricky, she has like gray hair. It's shorter and it's a lot of wrinkles around her mouth. There's this crow's eyes, crow's feet. That's what they call it. You know, a lot of bags around everything. Like the skin is just sagging, right? And it gives to age. However, after this this procedure, she looks like Michael Jordan's son's ex. What's her name? Pippen.
Larsa Pippen.
Yep. She looks just like.
She went from Scottie Pippen to Larsa Pippen. Let's just. Can we. What? All right.
Mariam,
oh, now y'all don't
Mariam.
Want to joke.
It's
now y'all don't want to joke.
Difference.
When the joke
no,
is good,
I
it's all right. No, forget it. She went from grandma to granddaughter.
Yes.
Is that the. Is
and
that
she's a
yes.
beautiful grandma.
It's a 20 year
beautiful
It's a 20 grandma. Year difference. I feel like it's a 20
it's
year.
It's a 20 year difference.
Age difference. Uh-huh.
Do y'all think this is true?
Nah.
Kiki.
I did a little research. Apparently, it is true.
People believe that this is a thing, Katie.
No, if you go to the doctor's website,
look,
there's numerous. Did you see the nose woman. Jobs?
They're saying that this is the same woman.
Wait, she did surgery on her nose too?
Did you see? So if you go to that doctor's website, he has nose jobs that he's done. I mean, he took some clunkers, man, and he
clunkers.
What'd he take?
Clunkers.
Meet the clunks?
Yeah. Yo, he has some clunkers that he reworked.
Hercules.
I'm just saying, all right. Yeah, so you believe this is possible? I'm not gonna hold you. I don't think this is possible.
I do not.
I don't believe this is possible.
I mean, if you do that, you got to do everything else.
This is the most incredible before and after I've ever seen in my life.
I need a video. Here's my thing. I need a video. So you know how people love to post a picture before and after?
Yes.
Give me a full-on video, right?
Yes. Yes.
And then that's where I can determine.
She looks like old school grandmothers when you, like, it was normal to be a grandmother. Yeah, you were grandmother's age. She looks like Bernice Burgos type grandmothers where you was 24 as a grandmother. That's the difference here. Mm-hmm. Now, I want y'all to be honest about the grandmothers. Mm-hmm. Can the one on the left get it?
No.
Key? You look like you're thinking about it.
No.
Can the one on the right get it?
No.
Absolutely.
I knew it. No, that went exactly how I knew. I know. Yo, Key, you wouldn't even hesitate, huh?
She looks good.
You giving new grandma the business, ain't you? Same age.
He said she looks good.
Wait. So you're telling me if
she
this
looks
is true.
Beautiful.
If this is true, let's just say it's true, right? And you can look like this, and then you can look like that. You're not giving it to her, but you're giving it to her. And you realize it's the same exact woman. Look how sick men are.
No, well, wait a minute. You didn't pose the question that way before Marion.
Yes,
yes, I did.
Yes, he did. Yes,
I
did.
I missed that part.
Yes, he did. Yes,
I
he
just
did.
Showed the difference between men who like women and women who like women. Katie kept her integrity and realized that it's the same exact woman.
Oh, I'm keeping my integrity
now, too. So if it's no on the left, it's no on the right.
No, your pants came down
the moment I asked you about the one on the right. It's the same woman, bro.
It's okay.
And it's okay
if you feel that
no,
way.
No, I mean, that's why I said earlier, everything else has to be done.
What is everything else?
What is everything else?
If the face and the neck above looks like that, I hope everything else.
Oh, down below.
Oh.
He said the body gotta be body yaddy yaddy.
Okay. All right. That's how you feel? You didn't ask that question when I asked you if the one on the right can get it. You didn't ask me any details. You didn't ask any extra information. But you just said yes.
I said yes.
You said yes and started doing something with your belt. I don't know. that's what you did. Katie, that's not what he all right.
I mean,
all right, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.